For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
It will be Marion's basketball to start this second quarter as Mountain Home leads 8-2. Montgomery will turn the inbound pass on the far sideline. She gets into Delaney, and we are back underway. Delaney into the front court. Throws her on the right side to Milo. Dribbles down into the corner. Kicks it down on the low block to Henderson. She's going to go into the lane for the running jumper. No good, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Mountain Home. That is on Anna Grace Foreman, her second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. Foreman's going to take a seat with her second foul as Kyra Penn's going to come in back into the game. Montgomery will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Delaney on the left wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Hits the backboard, and that was it, and Mountain Home comes up with the rebound. Martin's in the backcourt, about to be double-teamed, so she kicks it to Husky, to Gilbert. Now she'll cross the timeline with it. Gilbert going down into lane, finds Penn there on the low block. Her jumper was blocked. She gets it back. Now she tries to kick it out, and then Martin has it on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Taylor Lee for Marion. Here's Montgomery with the ball on the left wing. She's going down into the lane for the layup. No good, and Penn gets the rebound. Back on the Lady Bombers. Husky into the front court, throws it to Martin on the left side. Martin will give it to Gilbert there on the wing. She's going to be fouled. Oh, nope, they're going to call, I thought they were going to call foul. They're going to call travel. Sixth turnover against the Lady Bombers. 7:02 left to play in the first quarter. Leah Jackson coming into the game, replacing Kate Gilbert. 7:02 left of the first half. It is a 6-point Lady Bomber lead. 8-2 is our score. Delaney into the front court for the Lady Patriots. Dribbles to the right side, takes a screen, gives it there on the wing to Milo. Over to Henderson on the right elbow. Over on the left wing goes to Delaney. Montgomery has now on the low block. Her layup no good. Aston Yates gets a rebound for Mountain Home. Here's Martin throwing it into the front court to Jackson. Jackson has it on the right side. Gives it to Husky. Husky's going to pull up for the long three. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Milo. She's quickly back the other way for Marion. She's going to pull up just near the right elbow for the jumper. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound controlled by Jala Henderson. Her first 2 points of the night, and Dell Leonard's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:24 left of the first half. Mountain Home leads Marion 8-4. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, Mountain Home with the ball coming out of the timeout. Lady Bombers leading Marion 8-4. Here is Martin into the front court for Mountain Home. Drills to the left side, gives it there on the wing to Husky. Husky throws it to Yates up top, over on the right side to Jackson. Jackson will dribble up between the circles. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now gives it to Husky on the left side. Husky drills up to the top, finds Yates on the right. Now Jackson has it there on the wing. She's going to dribble towards the top. Now gives it to Husky. Down up top to Yates, over to Jackson on the right side. She's going to take the screen, dribble up to the top. Throws it over to Husky on the right wing. Now up top it goes to Penn. Tried to give it to Jackson, cutting into the lane. Ball was knocked away by Marion as it goes out of bounds, and it will be Mountain Home inbounding on the baseline. 5:37 left in the first half. A 4-point Lady Bomber lead. Husky will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Penn there in the lane. She's going to be fouled from behind as she goes up, and two shots are coming for Kyra Penn. Taylor Lee picks up her first personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Patriots. Kyra Penn at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 2 points so far this evening. First shot is up, no good. Kate Gilbert checking into the game for Mount Sinai, replacing Leah Jackson. One more free throw for Penn. Second shot will not go. Mountain Home 0 for 4 from the free throw line so far tonight. Marion has yet to go to the charity stripe. Here is Delaney on the right wing, giving it to Montgomery. Over to Lee on the left side. She drills down into the corner, gives it to Henderson on the elbow. Now to Delaney. Over to Lee in the left corner. Her three-pointer, no good. Penn gets the rebound, throws it quickly to Gilbert, who's bringing it into the front court, going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around, will not go, but she draws contact and will head to the free throw line with 5:12 left in the first quarter. Tashley Milo picks up her second personal foul, team foul number five against Marion. So Kate Gilbert at the free throw line, where so far she's 0 of 2 with 3 points. First shot for Gilbert, rolls around, will not go. Wow, 0 for 5 as a team for Mountain Home so far from the charity stripe. That's one thing that can always hurt a team. So Milo's going to check out of the game. She's replaced by Santia Robinson. Robinson, a 5'9 sophomore. Second shot for Gilbert. Will not go. She misses both. And now Mountain Home's going to be called for the foul on the rebound. Kyra Penn with her first personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Here is Delaney across the timeline for Marion. She drills to the right wing. Tried to give it to Montgomery on the low block. Pass was knocked away and stolen by Kate Gilbert. Seventh turnover against Marion. Here is Yates into the front court, throwing over to Husky on the right side. Down to Penn on the low block. Gives it to Yates in the lane. Looking to go for the turnaround jumper. Shot was partially blocked. And now jump ball is going to be called, or are they going to call foul? Yep, it's going to be a jump ball. So it will be Mountain's basketball on the possession arrow with 4:47 left in the first half. Gilbert will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. 8-4, Lady Bombers on top. Gilbert looking to inbound it, and she finally gets into Penn on the left side. Now to Martin. She has it on the wing. Dribbles out to the top. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left side. Now she'll dribble up between the circles, throw it over to Yates on the right. Down to Husky in the corner. She dribbles out to the wing. Husky all by herself is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And another over-the-back foul on Kyra Penn on the rebound. That is her second personal foul, team foul number four against the Lady Bombers. 4:27 left of the first half. Mountain Home leads 8-4. Delaney will walk the ball into the front court for Marion. Dribbles to the right wing, gives it there on the right side to Robinson. Her pass is knocked away, stolen by Kate Gilbert. She's headed back the other way, going up for the layup. No good, but draw. He's fouled from behind. And two more free throws are coming up for Kate Gilbert. That is the eighth turnover against the Lady Patriots. 4:13 left of the first half as that foul is called on Kiana Delaney. Her first personal foul. Team foul number six against Marion. So Kate Gilbert back at the free throw line. First shot is up. No good. Mounts home now 0 of 7 from the free throw line as a team. Second shot for Kate Gilbert is up, rolls around, and goes in. 4 points on the night for Kate Gilbert. 9-4, Mounts Home leading it. Here is Delaney with the ball on the right side, throwing it up top to Robinson. Down in the paint it goes to Henderson. She has the ball stripped from her, but Marion keeps possession. And going down to lane was Delaney. She's going to be fouled from behind as she went up for the layup. Layup wouldn't go, but she's got two shots coming with 4 minutes left to play of the half. Kate Gilbert picks up her first personal foul, team foul number five against Mountain Home. So Delaney at the free throw line. These are the first free throw attempts of the night for Marion. First shot, no good. One more free throw coming up for Delaney. Her second shot is up. Misses both, and the rebound's controlled by Yates. Back comes Mountain Home. Martin into the front court. Martin dribbles to the left side, gives it there on the wing to Husky. Now the ball goes up top to Yates. Pass was almost stolen, but Yates is able to secure it. She has it on the right elbow. Up top to Husky. Over to Gilbert on the right side. Gilbert dribbling to try to get some distance between her and her defender. Now she's going down to lane, gives it there in the paint to Kyra Penn for the layup. Good. Kyra Penn with 4 points, 11-4, Mountain Home leading it. 3:25 left of the first half. Here's Delaney with the ball on the right wing. Takes a screen from Henderson's going down into the lane for the turnaround jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Henderson. She puts it back up off the glass and in. Jala Henderson with 4 points on the night. 11-6. Lady Bombers leading it. 3:05 left of the first half. Here's Martin with the ball on the right wing for Mountain Home. Dribbles up to the top. Now gives it to Gilbert on the left. Now Yates has it near the top. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. Going up for the reverse layup. It rolls around and goes in. Emma Martin with her first 2 points of the night. 13-6, Mountain Home leading it. 2:44 left of the half. Delaney across the timeline for the Lady Patriots. Dribbles up between the circles. Over to the right side. Now she's going down onto the low block for the layup. Oh, may have been partially blocked. Mountain Home comes up with a rebound. Here's Gilbert quickly into the front court. Throws it down to Martin in the lane. Going up for the reverse layup. Hit the bottom of the backboard. No good. Yates with the offensive rebound. She couldn't get the ball to go. Another offensive rebound for Penn. Ball goes over to Husky now on the right side. Over to Martin. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And a struggle for the rebound. It's going to be a jump ball, and Marion's going to have the ball in the possession arrow. 2:13 left to play in the first half. 7-point Lady Bomber lead. Delaney will walk the ball into the front court for Marion. Throws over on the left side to Robinson. Now up top to Lee. Over to Henderson. Now back to Lee. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Montgomery chases down the offensive rebound. Has the ball on the left side going down into lane for the pull-up jumper. Good. Joy Montgomery with her first 2 points of the night. 13-8, Mountain Home leading it. 1:44 left of the half. Martin into the front court, throwing it down to Yates on the low block, going up for the layup, partially blocked, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Marion. Here is Lee quickly back the other way, going down, throwing it down to Robinson. She can't get the layup to go. That shot was partially blocked as well. Mountain Home comes up with the ball. Here's Gilbert back the other way, going up for the three-pointer, no good. And here's the ball. The offense rebound was knocked out to Gilbert. She'll throw it up top to Husky, who pulls up for the three-pointer. Good. 6 points on the night for Mountain Hall, for Peyton Husky. Mountain Home leading Marion 16-8. A little over a minute left of the half. Here's Delaney throwing it on the left side to Robinson. Over to Henderson near the free throw line. Now Delaney has it in the left corner. Kicks it back out on the wing to Robinson. Up top now it goes to Lee. Lee will dribble to the right side. Now gives it to Robinson near the free throw line. Down to Montgomery in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Joy Montgomery with 5 points. And Mountain Home's lead's cut to 5. 16-11 our score with 38 seconds left of the half. Martin into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Husky. Husky dribbles up to the top. 30 seconds left. Over to Gilbert now to the right. Gilbert dribbles up to the top. Up top over to Penn. Now Martin has it on the left. Now she's going to dribble down to lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Anna Martin with 4 points, 18-11, Mountain Home leading it. 15 seconds left of the half. Delaney into the front court for Marion. Lady Patriots still have time for one last shot. Delaney drills to near the free throw line. Now she's going to pull up to the top for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. 4 seconds as the rebound comes to Mountain Home. Martin's going to try one last heave from just beyond half court. No good. And we've reached the end of the first half. Two quarters of play are in the books. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Marion 18-11. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.